Welcome to the Harvest Podcast, where capital markets, growth, and disruption collide. Today, we bring you more revelatory insights from emerging growth companies.
Hi, and welcome to another revelatory episode here with me, Carmel Fisher. We're excited today to uncover another company attending an upcoming investor conference. And we are excited to speak President and CEO, or is it just CEO, John Lai, for PetVivo.
Good afternoon. How are you?
Excellent. Thank you. Just to remind our audience that PetVivo is listed as PETV. And today, as I mentioned, we're going to be uncovering a bit of nuggets of insight from John so that we can go into the next week and, you know, look at our markets a little differently, but also find out where PetVivo stands today ahead of this upcoming investor conference. So a quick update for us, please, John, on the mission and vision and reminding us what PetVivo is all about.
Sure. We developed products in the market that was initially geared towards the human market, but we took it into the companion animal space. And we feel our products are like the next generation or the next step of what's currently being used in the marketplace. So our first product is Spryng with OsteoCushion technology. It's a product that is injected into the joint, and it's a collagen elastin base where it goes to the outer synovium and reinforces the synovium for long-term proper joint health. And our other product is Precise PRP. It's an off-the-shelf PRP that's allogenic, meaning that you don't have to draw from the actual animal that you're going to inject back into. You don't have to use a centrifuge to spin the blood and then re-inject back into the animal. So a vet would usually take anywhere from half an hour to 45 minutes to do that procedure. Ours is just adding saline or tap water into the vial, and you can inject it right in. And we guarantee a 4 billion platelet count, which is way higher than any of the processes that you would be using. And we're the only product that's been FDA reviewed for safety.
Excellent. With Spryng now in the market for managing lameness and osteoarthritis in dogs and horses, as you've touched on, what does the current veterinary clinic adoption look like? How are you scaling from existing footprint toward the 8,500 plus clinic opportunity that was mentioned in a recent digital Landia partnership announcement?
Yep. So in the United States, there's about 30,000 clinics. When we talk about the 8,500, is recently we announced a partnership with Veterinary Growth Partners. They have over 7,300 clinics in the United States. So the vet has been using their lead vet has been using our product for a while, finally felt comfortable to expose it to the whole membership network. So next week, we actually start the first continuing education training with a group of the vets as we start to try to onboard them to use the Spryng product. So you can see we're going into a large base of existing vet groups that are getting endorsements up from some of the leaders in the industry. Also, we're just got cleared for Health Canada. So we're going to be shipping into Canada. We literally just got the notice yesterday. So I'm sure we're not going to have product there probably for another 30 or 45 days because we got to translate the inserts into French. So it doesn't happen overnight when you have to do a second insert from English to French, but at least we're there. We've gotten the approval from Health Canada, which is key. Recently, probably since the last time we talked, we got UK clearance. So now we can sell into the UK. And we're selling into Mexico. So you can see we're getting tractions internationally now, which really opens up the market size for us. We have another platform for the AI, which is quite, in my opinion, quite revolutionary, is that it's a truly agentic AI system. So our partner is Digilania. Digilania has their part, which is B2C, the pet owners. So they get an app that will be able to, when they point at their dog, their behaviorist will tell them what their dog is thinking and what their dog wants, which is a really cool communication tool. It's quite accurate. I think it's like 97% accurate. And with that will allow us to launch a B2B for veterinary doctors. So once we have the B2C adoption, the B2B will be able to reach out to these pet owners to offer them specials. So it's a really good way for the clinic to reach a targeted audience that need services, but you're able to offer them, you know, a one-time special. If you need a vaccine, we'll give you a vaccine at half price just to get the customer in the door. So the customer acquisition cost is reduced greatly by 90% or so. Now, for the vet clinic, the onboarding is extremely fast. So whatever platform you're currently using, ours overlays, and when you're looking to onboard a specific dog, it'll pull all the information from your system, give you a breakdown, and we have 10 different agents there that will analyze different areas like blood analysis, urine analysis, and so on. So it gives a report to the vet that's all summarized, and then the vet looks at it and say, okay, I believe this diagnosis is correct. They hit the button. It breaks it down for the pet owner in a very simple language where it engages the pet owner with the vet on the treatment protocols, what's the best way, and then they can determine if the dog needs more exercise, also the type of food they're feeding. So it's a one-stop shop that will provide much better health care at a lower cost. So we're excited about that app. Hopefully, we're definitely comfortable that we will launch it in the first quarter, but obviously, you know, I always try to push things to go faster, but no guarantees. But definitely, I'm very comfortable to be out in the first quarter. And our studies with the PyoBiezo, the University of Connecticut, on the small animal studies, as well as large, is going extremely well. We're actually, the scientist said in a recent interview, that we're actually regenerating cartilage within 60 days in small animals. So we're excited about that, because if the animal trials come out the way it is, we would most likely be filing to go into humans. So in essence, a single injection can go into joints like hips and knees that may have to need surgery, that we can prolong the need for surgery, maybe extend 2, 3, 4 years where they may not need the surgery because our particles are actually helping regenerate cartilage.
So this is diversification of a whole different level, and that's actually just crossing the species line to humans, which is incredible. What do you think the timeline for that would be?
So I think if everything goes right, 6 to 9 months, we'll be finished with the animal studies. We will file with the FDA to go into human studies. And now with the new administration, it shortened that window significantly of getting through, because we're a veterinary medical device. The technology that was developed at PyoBiezo through the license agreement at University of Connecticut is also a device. So when you put two devices together, the timetable shrinks. So if everything goes right, I think in 3 years, we could have a product that could be ready for the human market.
Really exciting stuff. Now, you will be attending the upcoming Deal Flow Discovery Conference. What are you hoping to once again experience there? And, you know, I know that some of the information that you will deliver there will only be made public, probably really close to that event itself. But if there's anything you can share that you have not yet, that investors can look forward to as they make their way to that conference.
No, I think they will see that PetVivo Holdings truly has three wholly owned subsidiaries. One is PetVivo Animal Health, where we bring the latest innovative products in the area of regenerative medicine with Spring and Precise PRP. The second is PetVivo.ai. We're trying to bring to the marketplace the most efficient onboarding system and customer acquisition cost system. So in essence, we're hoping to change the landscape of clinic ownership by increasing the return and efficiency and getting better health care for the animals, as well as providing the pet owner and the vet to have much better communication and trust. And our third division, obviously, is the partnership with PyoBiezo at the University of Connecticut. As that progresses, we hope to be able to show the street and the rest of the world, you know, this is the timetable we filed with the FDA to go into human trials. And I think each one of those, as it occurs, should be a catalyst for a revaluation of where PetVivo should be valued at.
Wonderful. Well, we look forward to catching up at the conference and finding out a lot more about these developments. And of course, John, always exciting and revelatory speaking to you. PetVivo is doing great, and we can't wait to see what bowls more.
Yes, look forward to see you at the conference.
Thank you. Have a great day.
You too.
You stay tuned, everybody.
Brought to you, as always, by The Harvest Podcast, available anywhere you listen to podcasts.